Famous failures. Many of the world's most successful people were once failures. Here are the stories of a few of them.
Stephen King, born 1947, is one of the best-selling authors of all time. But his first book, Carrie, was rejected by about 30 publishers. Eventually, Stephen threw it in the bin. But his wife fished it out and encouraged him to resubmit it, which he did, successfully this time.
Michael Jordan, born 1963, is one of the greatest basketball players of all time. However, he himself admits that it hasn't been easy. In a famous ad for Nike, he said, "I have missed more than 9,000 shots in my career. I have lost almost 300 games. On 26 occasions, I have been entrusted to take the game-winning shot and I missed. I have failed over and over and over again in my life. And that is why I succeed."
Vincent van Gogh is one of the most famous and influential painters in the history of Western art. He's renowned for paintings such as The Starry Night, The Potato Eaters, and Sunflowers. However, during his lifetime, Van Gogh sold only one painting for a very small amount of money. Despite this, he carried on painting, sometimes even going without food, so he could complete his collection of over 800 known works.
Albert Einstein, 1879 to 1955, won the Nobel Prize in Physics in 1921. However, he wasn't always considered a genius. He didn't speak until he was 4 and couldn't read until he was 7. His teachers and parents thought he was slow and he was expelled from school and couldn't get into the Zurich Polytechnic School. He later famously said, "Success is failure in progress."
Abraham Lincoln was one of America's greatest leaders, taking the country through the Civil War from 1860 to 1865. However, his life was never easy. He started numerous businesses that failed, he went bankrupt twice, and was defeated in 26 campaigns for public office. He later said, "My great concern is not whether you have failed, but whether you are content with your failure."
J.K. Rowling, born 1965, is the author of the hugely successful Harry Potter books and one of the richest women in the world. But before publishing the books, she was penniless, depressed, and trying to raise a child on her own. In a speech at Harvard in 2008, she said, "I had failed on an epic scale. An exceptionally short-lived marriage had imploded, and I was jobless, a lone parent, and as poor as it is possible to be in modern Britain without being homeless. The fears that my parents had had for me and that I had had for myself had both come to pass, and by every usual standard, I was the biggest failure I knew."
Keep going.